News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the presidential election race, as you've probably heard, has been thrown into uncertainty by the shock announcement of the former European Commissioner, Mairead McGuinness, that she would not be contesting the election. She's dropping out for health reasons. We're joined by Paul Hosford, acting political editor of the Irish Examiner. It was an announcement that kind of, I'm sure, stunned people in Fine Gael and stunned people in politics yesterday. Paul, I suppose the obvious question is, what happens next?
Morning, Shane. Yeah, I suppose what happens next is that the Executive Council of Fine Gael will meet over the coming days to try and, I suppose, reset their nomination process. The process only ended about a month ago. They had a week of nominations and Mairead McGuinness was the only name put forward. It was very obvious kind of early on in this process for Fine Gael that Mairead McGuinness was the preferred candidate for many at the top of the party. Her leaving leaves a massive void in both the race and in Fine Gael. Within the race, it means that there's only one candidate left who actually has the requisite support to be on the ballot. That's Catherine Connolly. And, you know, we still don't know what Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil is going to do. We don't know what Sinn Féin is going to do. We've a wide open race with at most 3 months left to go in what is a very heavily personal race. So if Fine Gael wants to get somebody on the ballot, if they want to replace Mairead McGuinness, they may have to go to the well and see if they can convince somebody with a lot of name recognition to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there is an obvious candidate. I've no doubt calls have already been made, and that is Heather Humphreys.
Yeah, I've long been of the belief that Heather Humphreys could win the presidency. I've seen her operate around the country at shows and at events, and people really gravitate towards her. She's very, very good with people one-on-one, and I think that she would do really, really well if she was minded. Now, she said earlier this year that definitively she was not going to do it. Her reasoning for leaving politics was that she wanted to spend more time at home, more time with her family. I don't see how that tallies with you know, moving to the Phoenix Park for a 7-year stint. But maybe
that was then, this is now. You did the idea of duty and service to the state, I'm sure that the pitch could be made on that basis.
Yeah, and I think that's the pitch that you would make if you were in Fine Gael now, if there was somebody who had previously been on the fence. There is Sean Kelly, who you know, a current MEP, former president of the GAA. He had been interested in the nominations process. He only pulled out kind of when that process began. I suppose reading between the lines of his withdrawal, it was very much that, you know, the way was being made clear for Mairead McGuinness.
Yeah.
There wasn't going to be a contested nomination. Would he be interested in picking that up again?
He'd be interested. Could he win the presidential election, do you think? To me, it would seem Heather Humphreys would be a stronger candidate with more, with wider appeal.
I think people forget that Sean Kelly was, you know, Sean Kelly took 121,000 votes in Ireland South last year. A massive vote getter, a guy who's been around the country at GAA clubs. He's you know, shook hands, opened Astro pitches, opened hurling walls. He's been around the country. He's well known. He doesn't have the same profile that Heather Humphreys would have across the country. But a lot of people have had dealings with him and have had positive dealings with him from his period as president of the GAA. So I wouldn't discount his name recognition and his kind of his ability to attract votes. I do think if you were Fine Gael and you were bloody minded about winning this, I think a former minister, somebody like Heather Humphreys, maybe Simon Coveney, that was a name that was suggested yesterday, that you go to them cap in hand and say, look, this is what your country needs of you now. You make that pitch. I don't know if either of those people will be receptive to that pitch, but I think that's the pitch
yeah.
that you would make now. If you were
I'd be amazed, Paul, if there already hadn't been calls to Heather Humphreys at this stage. I would be amazed if there hasn't been to sound her out on that notion. What does it do in terms of the rest of the party? I mean, does it make it more appealing, for example, for Mary Lou McDonald, for Sinn Féin? Are they going to look at this and think, wow, the pitch is wide open. Maybe we should run Mary Lou McDonald.
Yeah, I think that it does increase that temptation. Personally, I don't see what Sinn Féin wins by running their president, their leader, in a presidential election. I think there's
the presidency? Is that not a big prize for Sinn Féin? Like suddenly they're at the table. I mean, I know it's not the same as being in government, but it's a big win. And one of their people, their key people, is now the head of state. That must be an appealing prize for Sinn Féin.
Yeah, but I do think that there are two pitfalls there for Sinn Féin. The first is that you lose a very, very strong operator, a strong voice in the Dáil. And the second is that you're a long time away from an election. So this idea that you soften people, you get them used to voting for a Sinn Féin candidate by having them vote for the presidency, we're still about 4 years away from an election. And you would go into the election criticising a number of government bills that your president, your party president, has waived through.
Well, I mean, she can only turn them down on the grounds that they're unconstitutional. I think that I'm not sure that criticism would really stick. I mean, the spring tide came. It was well over 2 years after Mary Robinson's election. It did give momentum to the Labour Party.
Yeah, and I do think that there is an argument that you reset after a bad 18 months. A bad local elections and a general election where you kind of thought a couple of years ago might see you jump Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and you start to build that. I'm just not sure that if you want to build around the cult of personality, say, or around one person, that sacrificing them to a role where they're not seen as much, they're not out as much, they're not as visible, they don't have that platform to... And we know that Mary Lou McDonald would go into this. Okay. If she were to hypothetically go into this race, that she would go in and say that she would advocate and she would be more vocal than, all say, right, Paul, even Michael D. Higgins. I don't know how that works in practice.
Paul Hosford, Acting Political Editor of the Irish Examiner, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. The field is wide open, Ciara. It'll be interesting
really
to see what
is,
happens
isn't
next.
It? Yeah. Shane Coleman for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.